Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. Today, I've got a very special guest with me, one of our Clever Bunch members, Chantelle from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre in Melbourne. And the reason why I wanted to have Chantelle on the call with me today is because I really wanted to discuss how marketing is so necessary and beneficial for not just for businesses, but also for not-for-profits, because a really good not-for-profit really runs like a really good business. So welcome, Chantelle.
Thanks, Francisca.
Now, Chantelle, can you just tell us a little bit about what you guys do down in Melbourne and the awesome things that you're doing in your not-for-profit?
So the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is set up in Footscray, and we provide around 30 different programs for people seeking asylum. So we have everything from a health program to a legal program, casework, employment, English classes, and we have a food bank. So I manage the food bank here, which is set up like a free grocery store where people can come and shop once a week. So we try to have everyone, all the basic essentials that you would have in the supermarket. And 85% of the food that we provide is donated. So I guess the main reason that we were looking to Clever Bunch for support with marketing is that we need to make sure that we raise enough food to provide enough food for 600 people every week.
Yeah, so it was really all about raising awareness, well, first of all, about asylum seekers, but then also getting people motivated to donate food for 600 people every single week.
Yeah, so it's about engaging supporters and trying to procure donations, but also improve advocacy around that space too. Yeah.
Yeah, and one other thing that you guys do also is, so you also provide information and support for people around asylum. Well, first of all, for people to understand the whole asylum seeker topic, and there's obviously a lot of discussions out there in the media pretty much every day. And also, you also provide support for people that are seeking asylum coming into Australia.
That's right. So we have an advocacy and campaigns team. They work very separately to myself. That's their sole purpose. And they try to also improve advocacy around policy and legislation that's passed. But the main bulk of our work is working with people who are seeking asylum at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Awesome. Now, what in terms of marketing strategies to get people on board and motivate people to support you guys, what have you used? What sort of marketing have you used?
So prior to Clever Bunch, we did have a Facebook page that had been going for maybe 6 months beforehand. Mm-hmm. That was doing quite well. We had a very basic newsletter that was going out. Sometimes we were sending thank yous to people when we had the time. We didn't have a very strong database, so we weren't entirely sure how much food we were receiving or giving out or who was providing it. So it was very much just on face-to-face value. So when we saw someone come in, we'd grab their details and then we would make sure that we followed it up and make sure that everyone was thanked. But if things were dropped off when we weren't here, then it was just going all under the radar. Obviously, everything got to our members fantastically, but we were definitely lacking in the communication side of things.
Mm-hmm. And so what have you implemented?
Yeah, so since starting Clever Bunch, we've had lots of great ideas. Because we're part of a big organisation, it's big to me, we can't get everything done as quickly as we'd like to, but for instance, our website is not very user-friendly in terms of food banks, so it's actually quite hard to find us on the website where we have the list of items that, you know, we need and the different ways to donate and drop off. But what we have done is we've improved that on our Facebook page, so we've made sure that there's a pinned post at the top of our page with all that information. So no matter, like, when you look at our page, you'll always find exactly what we need. It's all updated, you know, where to drop off and the different ways to donate. But we have also already put opt-ins on our website. So when you do find our page, there's opt-ins there, which are just, we're just using Google Forms because we don't have a budget. And they've been working fantastically. So there's an opt-in to sponsor food items. So instead of sponsoring a person, you can sponsor a food item. And that way we have like a regular supply of essential items, like for instance, like rice or beans or canned fish and things like this. There's an opt-in to do a food drive. There's an opt-in to sign into our newsletter. And there's also an opt-in to record your details as a supporter. So that's been really fantastic, and it's improved the sort of like regular consistent donations that we need, and that's really the most important type of donation, because then our members come in and there's some consistency around the food that they're receiving, and that reduces the food insecurity that people have. It's also been great for helping us prioritize our marketing. So before we were just kind of like randomly like just doing whatever came to mind at the time, and now we're focusing a lot more on like doing face-to-face support for our donors in our community. So doing a lot more coordination with our schools programs so that people are getting the information that they need around people seeking asylum, and also when people are donating that they're donating the right types of food. So lots of schools do food drives and lots of community groups, but you know, people seeking asylum are not that interested in canned meals. So you know, for instance, when we get a lot of canned soup and canned spaghetti, we would often have to then donate that on to other organizations because it would just be sitting there. So now we're getting a lot more culturally appropriate food, and a lot more fresh food, which is great. There was also some great ideas around gift cards last Christmas. So instead of like sponsoring a goat for Oxfam, you could sponsor a bag of black-eyed beans for the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, and that went really well. And we've also changed the way that we communicate in our newsletter. So typically our newsletter is getting about 20% of people opening it, which is actually pretty good as far as newsletters go. It's now up to 30%. Yeah, because we've just made it really clear and concise and more picture-based, and more messages from our members. Oh, and when I say members, I mean the people seeking asylum who are coming to the food bank.
Great.
So that's just a few.
I'll summarize some of them, and then we'll look into them a little bit more, because these are so fantastic for any business. And, of course, again, the reason why I love having you here on the show is because I've worked with a lot of not-for-profits, and a lot of them don't understand that the same marketing principles apply to getting donations and getting supporters than we use, the same strategies we use for business. And you really get that, and you've implemented so many of those that are making a difference. And one of them is, well, first of all, you make it easier for people to understand how they can support you.
Yeah.
And the same, yeah, did you want to add something?
That was a huge concern for us before we started Clever Bunch, because we were wondering, you know, is this really going to be relevant? Because we're not looking at like gaining like monetary donations either. It was just about gaining food. So we were worried that the resources wouldn't be matched to our needs. But it's been fantastic, and you know, everything that we've learned has been applicable to like really supporting our donors, so that's been great.
Yeah, so the first one, I like your first story, which is making it easier for them to donate. And the same for businesses. Sometimes the business makes it really hard to buy on, you know, whether it's on a website or however they sell through Facebook. And so making it easy, it's a really good message. Make it easy for people to donate, make it easy for them to buy. The second one also you mentioned was the opt-in, so a lead capture, a lead magnet. Now, tell us a bit more about the opt-in. What do you do once somebody uses one of your opt-ins? What do you do with the people? Do they go into a database, or how do you manage those?
Yeah, well, because we don't – so this is how you can actually use all of the Clever Bunch things using a shoestring budget.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we used Google Forms for our opt-ins. Mm-hmm. There's like little links on the website, and a form opens up, you pop in your details. Those details don't go directly into our database. We use Salesforce, because there's a whole bunch of different programs using the database, so Salesforce is just what they chose. And instead of going into Salesforce, it goes into an Excel spreadsheet connected to Google Docs, connected to the Google Drive. And then we just check that twice a week. And then we have everyone's details right there, and we've already got them to select whether they would like us to contact them first or whether they would like us to hand over their details straight away to the best wholesaler that matches the item that they want to support. Or, you know, if they put their details down as a donor, they can opt in or opt out of the newsletter. And if they haven't opted out, then we automatically move that over to MailChimp, where we have our newsletter. So we do have to manage the data that gets put into the opt-ins, but that's so much easier than what it was. I mean, before we were just relying on emails. Yeah. And sometimes you'd get someone's contact number and sometimes you wouldn't. Or we'd rely on people writing their details down on bits of paper when mm-hmm. they come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd spend hours just trying to decipher people's email addresses and, you know.
I love that. Yeah. And that leads me to the next point, which is one thing that I've seen you implement a lot over the last months within the Clever Bunch program is automation. And you're really not just automation, but systemization and automation. So you're really systemizing the beautiful mess that sometimes we can have in a business or in a not-for-profit. So you've started to use systems like the Google apps, and you're using obviously already Salesforce. And are there any other systems that you have started to use to help you, I guess, manage and automate and systemize the tasks that need to be done?
Those are really the main ones. We would love to have more if we had the budget, but this is working so much better than it was before. I mean, with those opt-ins populating feeds and then being able to move them into Salesforce, like, you know, in like whatever format we need, like, we've also been able to, like, contact more people. We've been able to thank more people. We also have like automated alerts for when people have donated over a certain amount of food. So if someone has donated more than $2,000 worth of food, usually that's from a community group, then we get an automatic alert. So we know that, you know, they'll need a certificate or a letter or something, because generally with a group, you can't thank them all individually. They may never hear from us at all, but at least if we can send them a certificate, then they can put that on the wall and they, you know, all the kids or all the families can see that, you know, that donation was received and it's been acknowledged and it's been useful. So
exactly. Yeah. And even just understanding your supporters more and having their details and staying in touch with them. And that's the next point, which you also mentioned, which was you've had a newsletter in the past and you had a 20% open rate. And it went up to 30% based on the changes that you made to the newsletter.
Which is great. And all we did was we changed the format. So before there was like about 10 different crazy boxes all over the place, and there was like a line down the side as well with like the items we needed. So it just looked, I guess, messy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It wasn't clear what we needed or what the point of the newsletter is. So now we just have like three clear messages that come up. They're all just underneath each other. And so, like, it's like we only do it once every 3 months as well. So, you know, there's one for every season, and we generally have like a food drive associated with that. So, like, around winter, it's you know, about like having more warm food, more fruits and veggies, and then around like Christmas time is having more things that last a bit longer because we close for 2 weeks. And, you know, having a few more treats and things that people can share with family and friends. So we try to gear it towards, like, what we need, what are big things that are happening at the centre at the time, and what are the new ways that you can get involved. So I guess most of the people that support us or volunteer here do so because they see things happening, you know, in this area, like with people seeking asylum and they're not happy with policies or they're, you know, worried about how these people are surviving, often with like no work rights, no income support, you know, no friends or family here, and they really want to feel empowered to do something, and they want to know that they can help and make a difference. So you know, I guess our main message is showing people, you know, how they can help and how that help really makes a difference.
Yeah, brilliant. And the last one was the Christmas promotion, which you mentioned. And again, it's about, you know, a lot of, this is what I see a lot in the not-for-profit space. It's often a little bit, and I don't want to be judgmental here, but sometimes, and it is not just, this is pretty much across all marketing, but a lot of marketing can be a bit daggy, a little bit, you know, just a bit boring. And you made the giving supporting you a little bit easier by doing something fun. Like, you know, you said, you know, you basically looked at the model of buy a goat for someone, but this time it's about buy food for someone. And you made it a fun campaign rather than just saying, hey, why don't you give us money? You made it a little bit more tangible.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it was nice just to do something a bit different because, you know, like constantly just going, oh, yeah, we need more beans.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, yeah, and it's never ending too. Yeah. Like we just never have enough food. But and, like this was great because we were able to make up some really, really cute little cards and then people were like able to like just buy them for themselves or they were able to give them to other people for Christmas. So yeah, that worked really well. And we've just been able to make all of our food donations tax deductible as well when people have receipts. And that's only been made possible because we now have like a really, like a good automation system and a database so that we won't be completely overwhelmed with processing those donations. So that's our next big thing.
Yeah, fantastic. Love it. Love all your shares and the strategies that you have implemented. And I love seeing how you're getting the results from applying those principles. Is there anything else that we forgot to talk about?
Well, I just thought I should mention. So I just had a look at our database just before we hopped on the phone. And so far this financial year, we have raised $200,000 more food than we did in the previous financial year. And this financial year isn't even over yet. So I just wanted to say an enormous thank you. I know that a big part of that is because of the strategies we've been able to put in place through doing Clever Bunch. So thanks.
That makes me so much, that makes me almost cry a little bit. How many people can you feed with do you know how many people you can feed with $200,000 extra?
Well, it's a bit hard to measure. We were seeing around 500 people a week this time last year. Now we're seeing around 600. We do food basket audits to try to measure how much food we're really giving out, and it just varies day to day, but we've been able to keep up with that demand, which is amazing.
Incredible. Well, yeah. Done. That makes me so happy. Now, Chantelle, where can people find out more about how they can get involved? I'm sure there are listeners on the call that would love to get involved with you guys and support you. Where? What's the easiest place to do that?
That would be great. We would love them to get involved. So, you can go to our website. So it's asrc.org.au.
Yeah.
And then you can go to Get Involved, which is a tab up the top, and scroll down to Give Food. Right. You can also find us on Facebook, ASRC Food Bank, all one word.
Great. We'll post those links in the show notes too so people can find them. And again, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing how you've applied marketing to help more people, basically to make a bigger impact. This sort of stuff makes me really happy.
Oh, thanks so much, Francisca, and to Christo as well. It's been an enormous help and a huge growing curve for us. I mean, none of us in Food Bank have any background in advertising. So
that's wonderful. Well done. Well done for applying everything, and I can't wait to keep observing how you're applying the marketing principles and strategies to impact even more people.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye.
Basic bananas.